Good afternoon. After a chilly start to the day today, we will see a steady increase in cloud cover ahead of a developing storm system that is currently across the center of our nation. Highs for the day are looking to reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. Because of that steady increase in cloud cover, we do look to be mostly cloudy to cloudy by 5 o'clock this evening. Behind that, we will see a couple things come into play here across our region. We will see strong chances for some rain showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm overnight into Monday. We will see strong to potentially damaging wind gusts that may accompany the storm as well through Monday into Monday evening. And behind all that, cooler and brisk weather looks to return towards the middle of the week for us here. But during that time on Monday, we could see wind gusts getting as high as 60 miles per hour. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a potent storm system continues to organize over the central and southern plains today as a cold air mass to the north collides with warm and humid air out of the Gulf of Mexico. This may set up a very active severe weather and flash flooding event first over Texas during the day, then progressing eastward through the lower Mississippi Valley into the Tennessee Valley and southeast. The Storm Prediction Center has noted a moderate risk of severe weather from Louisiana to Alabama and a larger slight risk area over multiple states in the warm sector and just to the north of an advancing warm front. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall near and to the northeast of the highest severe weather threat. To the north, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect from the plains eastward and northeastward across the Corn Belt and to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where several inches of snow is expected in the colder air. The past 24-hour lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of negative 7 just to the southwest of Bynum, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with a high near 61. In Boston, a steady increase in clouds with a high near 58 and gusty winds as high as 21 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, chance of showers early on, then turning mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Here is the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The average high is 57, while the average low is 36. The record high of 84 was set back in 1977, while the record low of 13 was set back in 1874. Today's sunrise was at 6:18 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:35 p.m. That is a total of 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 47 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at partly sunny skies for this afternoon, with highs reaching into the upper 50s. Wind gusts could get as high as 26 miles an hour later on in the day. For the night tonight, showers looking likely. After we get past midnight, we will remain mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping into the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at partly sunny skies with a steady increase in cloud cover later on in the day, highs reaching near 60 degrees. We'll see wind gusts getting as high as 20 miles an hour later on in the day, and for the night tonight, we will see mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers to arrive as we get into the early morning hours, overnight lows near around 50 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly cloudy skies today with highs near the mid-50s. For the night tonight, we will see showers arriving in the early morning hours as overnight lows drop down into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we will see a steady increase in clouds today for our highs reaching into the upper 50s, wind gusts picking up in the evening time, and for the night tonight, showers looking to arrive in the early morning hours, staying mostly cloudy before that with overnight lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon, steady increase in clouds later on in the day with highs reaching into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we turn mostly cloudy with a chance for showers in the early morning hours as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s and upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms stick around throughout the course of the day as our highs reach into the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.